They always talk about like Queensland resilience. We are able to get through a lot of stuff up here, kind of always take it on the chin and keep going. But after a while, that gets difficult, and especially for our pockets, because when we suffer through a lot of the extreme weather things that we go through, it often costs a lot to recover that. And so to talk us through a little bit more about these reports that are coming out is Professor Leslie Hughes, and she joins us right now. Good morning, Leslie.
Hi.
It's great to have you on, Professor. So this report that has been released, it's kind of, it's some pretty stark numbers we're looking at when it comes to the cost of natural disasters in Queensland compared to other states. What are we talking here? I know it's sort of based on like since the 70s, but how much money are we talking natural disasters costing Queensland in the last 50 years or so?
Well, I'm afraid in terms of climate disasters, and they're not natural anymore. We prefer to call them unnatural disasters.
True.
Right, okay.
Queensland has to be the biggest loser. So the figures are contained in a report from the Climate Council called The Great Deluge. And amongst other things, it notes that unnatural disasters, especially flooding, have cost Queensland about $30 billion as a minimum since the 70s. And just in the last year, in February and March, it was a $7.7 billion bill in social and financial impacts of the floods. And poor old Brisbane alone had a $1.38 billion bill in insured losses, which is higher than any other local government area in Australia.
My goodness. And so compared to the other states, where does Queensland sit? I know you're saying it's more, but is it significantly more?
Well, it is. It depends on what state you compare it to. But, for example, that 1970s figure is three times what Victoria had to pay and about 50% more than New South Wales.
God.
Do we know?
You're at the top of the table
for
all the wrong reasons.
Yeah. Do we know what the main culprit has been over the years? Is it cyclones? Is it floods, bushfires?
Yeah. Look, it's a mixture. It would mainly be cyclones and flooding, though you were affected by fires in that black summer period. And in fact, floods are Australia's most expensive extreme weather event. So about nearly 30% of all damages in cost generally come from flooding.
Right. And that's not even just cost, as you were saying, about the insured costs, like people getting their money back, but also I imagine paying for a lot of the emergency services that need to come out in order to sort out the issues.
Well, that's right. There's lots of costs, more personal costs, that are really difficult, if not impossible, to quantify.
So, yeah, yeah.
You know, the impact on people's mental health, their physical health, the loss of environment and wildlife, the loss of livelihoods. A lot of those things don't come under insured costs. So you'd have to say that these figures are absolutely minimum.
True.
So the million-dollar question, or it's more likely the billion, multi-billion dollar question is, what do we do about this going forward into the future?
Well, there's some short and some longer term issues. In the shorter term, of course, we need to build resilience of communities. The Climate Council's calling for a national adaptation and disaster resilience strategy with action plans because unfortunately Australia spends billions of dollars mopping up after an event and a fraction of that preparing. So we need to be better prepared. We need a lot more people in our emergency services, both volunteers and paid, and they need the resources to be able to both prepare and respond.
And as we know, we're approaching cyclone season here. But as you mentioned, these events can happen all throughout the year. So it is very important that we future-proof.
And in terms of cyclones, so unfortunately, looking ahead to this summer, there's a few things to watch out for. So the Bureau of Meteorology has said that there's about a 73% greater chance of more cyclones than average this season.
Okay.
We've got mosquito populations exploding, which carry disease like Japanese encephalitis, And if we do get more intense rainfall, it'll be falling on catchments that are already saturated.
Right.
So flooding will happen faster.
Wow.
So sorry about that.
No. Yeah,
we'll get the word out now.
The bearer of bad news, but it's bad news. I think it's important that we're across. Running us through it this morning, Professor Leslie Hughes from Macquarie University. Thank you so much for your time.
Pleasure. Thank you.